Now to our occasional weekend edition series, Taste of Summer. A few weeks ago, Alton Brown shared some grilling secrets with us. Today, it'll be ice cream. Whether plain, old, standard vanilla, or artisanal organic squash blossom rhubarb poblano crunch, flavor I just made up, by the way, summer is the season of ice cream. So today we head to the Pump House Creamery in Minneapolis.
So do you want the single scoop?
Food and Wine magazine says it's one of the top ice cream spots in the nation. Barbara Zapzalka owns the Pump House Creamery and joins us from her shop. Thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Is there a flavor of the moment or flavor ingredient of the moment?
We just are wrapping up with our fresh rhubarb ice cream.
You will attest, I put rhubarb in there before we spoke, right?
Yeah, so it's very, very popular.
I want to take a look at some of your other flavors, if we can.
Sure.
Reviewing the menu. Homemade shortbread and chocolate truffles with roasted salted pecans. How do you come up with these flavors?
That's my favorite part of the job. I like being creative, figuring out what's the trend, what's popular.
So, like, you wake up in the middle of the night and go, oh, my gosh, habanero!
I do sometimes in a way, like I'll be driving into work and all of a sudden I have two flavors I just thought of, or in the shower, or it's very random. It's why I'm in the business.
How does your mind work when it comes to concocting new flavors? Do you look for contrast? Do you look for similarities?
It really depends on the ingredients. And it also depends, you know, what is seasonal. During the summer, it's obvious, like, there's really good berries going on. It's also about what flavors do go well together. Like, there's chocolate goes well with raspberry. There's also the tangy ice cream, a lemon ice cream people like. So it is about figuring out the contrast as well and how it's going to work with dairy, with milk and cream.
Forgive me, Ms. Zapzalka, but have you ever come up with a flavor that was, although brilliant, I'm sure, just didn't go over well with your customer base?
We have had cantaloupe ice cream out two different times, and it just does not want to sell for me. So we're not putting that out again. But it's nice to put out flavors you're questionable about during the off-season.
Do you offer any tips to people who are trying to make ice cream at home?
My advice is, if you want some nice, creamy ice cream, to use just a little bit of guar gum. It acts as a liquid binder in a way that it makes the ice cream very smooth. Typically, when you make ice cream at home, it can be a little bit more frozen, hard,
yeah,
chunky. But using just like two pinches in a batch of ice cream at home of guar gum, it's key.
Is there a great white whale of flavors that you would like to work into an ice cream one day?
Boy, I've been looking for choke cherries, which I grew up with, and I can't find choke cherries anywhere now here in Minnesota. So I'm always thinking about what other ingredients are out there that I can use.
Forgive me, poblano and lemon?
Poblano and lemon.
Mm-hmm.
Like a sorbet, maybe. That sounds really good.
It does, doesn't it, if I say so myself?
I'm going to try that.
Okay, please. We could go into business together and run these powder milk biscuits people out of business. Well, Barbara Zapzalka is the owner of the Pump House Creamery in Minneapolis. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.